Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. I had an awesome coaching meeting with a couple. And it's not any couple. It's a couple that I've been working with for about 7 years since I was doing coaching just as, you know, as volunteer work, as I was just wanting to help people however I could. This was back when I was in my old career, back before I shifted into what I do now. So 7 years, that's a long time. And 7 years ago, this couple was about 25 years old. And when we started working together, they were basically at zero. They were kind of just starting fresh. Again, 25 years old. At 25 years old, that's kind of where a lot of us are starting. And I remember when we started meeting, we map out, here's what it can look like. If you do this, and you do this, and you do this, this is how it can play out. It's hard sometimes because when you're 25 years old, and you start to look at numbers and projections and compounding calculators and visions, it all seems so big and daunting and unachievable. You're relying on numbers on a spreadsheet. You're relying on numbers on a paper or on a screen. It doesn't even feel real. There's a level of trust that has to happen when I'm working with people. When I'm working with a family and I'll say, if you do this every single month, you'll pay off this massive amount of debt in the next 12 months. That feels daunting. It feels overwhelming. It feels like I'm just full of crap. And I'm relying on them to trust me. And they're relying on me not to be full of crap. And so at some level, they have to buy into it, even if they don't fully buy into it. Because again, you look at the screen and you say, that's unfathomable. I can't understand how that can even be real. But you have this couple, 7 years ago, 25 years old, starting at nothing. And I remember we sat down, they had their issues to resolve, they had things that we had to figure out. And then we said, okay, now here's what the investing looks like. And if you do this, and you do this, and you do this, here's where you're going to get to, and this is what it means for you. Again, when you have nothing, it feels like a tough hill to climb. Fast forward, 7 years go by, they're about 32 years old. And we just had a meeting, and we talked about where they're at. And they've laid such a strong foundation. And they kept going, and they kept going, and they kept going, and they trusted the process. I can tell from their work as we go, they've trusted the process. And the thing about the process, and this is investing, it's debt, it's a number of things, it's career. It never feels like you're getting anywhere. It feels so slow. And you kind of start to doubt it. You start to question it. You start to maybe disrespect it a little bit because you're like, that's a lot of work. We're not really getting anywhere. And so in this most recent meeting, what we were doing is we were looking at the numbers and saying, where are you at? Where will it take you? And what I always do is I always show a family because where they're at today is not a proper reflection of what will it mean in the future. Because when we're investing, we have what we have, and if it's invested well, we should be able to project out what will it then be in the future. And so this couple, they have about, let's say rough numbers, they have about 10% of what they need when they retire. The amount they have today is about 10% of what they need when they retire. But here's the interesting part. Because they're early enough in the journey, when you look at, when you take out any future contributions and you look at what do they have today, what will that become in the future versus what they need, they already have approximately half of what they need. And I said something, I didn't mean for it to sound profound. But after I said it, I'm like, I love that idea. That's got to be a podcast. And I said, at this point, you're relying more on your past self and less on your future self. And I think that's a really profound idea. Because when they were 25, just starting, they're relying solely on their future selves. When you're starting with zero, all you have is your future self, today and your future self. But now at 32 years old, half of what they need has already been set by their past selves. And that lowers the bar. It takes the tension and the pressure off of their future selves. And when we framed it up that way, you could see the tension decrease in the room. And even flip around to being proud of themselves. They were excited for what their past selves had accomplished. Because it didn't feel like they made 50% progress. It feels like a slog that has taken 7 years and they've gotten so far, and where they're at is cool, but then you look up to see how much further you have to climb and it looks daunting. But when you show people that no, what you've already done, that's actually half of the battle. So they spent 7 years of sacrifice, discipline, diligence, patience, and they have half of what they need to eventually get to where they know they need to get to. That means half of it's already taken place in the first 7 years. They're 32. So they, between 32 and whenever they decide to retire, or whatever they decide to, whatever the next season looks like, that's where the other half comes in. They're relying more on their past selves than their future selves. And the pendulum will continue to swing as they continue to dive into this deeper and deeper and deeper. That's why I'm such an advocate for getting ahead of this stuff early. If you can get ahead of it early, we can let our past selves carry the weight so that our future selves don't have to. And we haven't got into it in tremendous detail on this show. But when I look at my own journey, and I look at the fact that I left my prior career to shift into my new career at age 38. That's a big, scary shift. We took a massive pay cut. It was tremendously stressful. And we took an enormous lifestyle cut down to almost nothing to get our legs underneath of us. As I think about that journey, one of the reasons we were able to do it and not be as fearful and not be so stressed out and not be in such a rush for me to hurry up and make a bunch of income saying yes to things I shouldn't say yes to is because my past self had already laid such a good foundation. We were going to rely on our past selves rather than our future selves, because our future selves were very much in question at that point. When I left that career at age 38, our future was very much in question, leaning towards, we don't know how they're going to even do financially. But my past self had laid the foundation, so my future self doesn't feel the weight of it as much. And as I've had more time to reflect on it and to see the consequences, positive consequences of that dynamic, I'm so grateful for that. And it's a topic that I do want to raise up to my clients as they're going through their own journey. Because it can feel like a slog. It can feel tough to navigate that. But if we look at it with proper context like this, they have 10% of what they need, yet they've done 50% of the work already. That could and should change the way they look at it. And seeing their facial expressions, it definitely changed their perspective. And it emboldens them. This is the exciting part. It emboldens them to continue to play this role in establishing the foundation so that they can continue more so to rely on their past selves than their future selves. Because their future selves, who knows where they're going to be called Who knows what work or ministry or generosity or just crazy life decisions or very unfortunate life circumstances could come their way. So when we look at it that way, it changes things. So that's something to maybe think about. As you kind of look at your own numbers and you can look at, you know, what do you think you need at what point in the future? One exercise is to do this. So what we typically do is we run the exercise to say, how much do we need in the future? And we have episodes about that. You can do a search on the website, travisshelton.com. If you click on podcast, you can search for those topics and you can find episodes that talk about that, how to figure out what you need. Once you know what that number is, it's there's a simple calculation on how do you get there. It's what you have plus how much are you going to put in a month or per year over what period of time, and that'll get you there. So as you're running those numbers, just do one thing. Take out the future contributions and say, if it's just what I have now, what will that end up being? Compare that to the total number that you will need at that age. And I'm intentionally being vague on this family's numbers, and I'm intentionally being vague in this example because I don't want to implant what numbers they should be. That's a very personal thing. Everybody has their own situations to consider. But if you take out future contributions and you just see if my current balance returns XYZ, whether it's 8.5%, 9% over however many years until my desired age, what percentage of that bucket is filled up already by your current portfolio that gets to grow between now and then? I hope that makes sense. I feel like I was winding around a little bit there. But take a look at that. Think about that. And every time you get a little frustrated by your progress, just remember, your past self has laid the groundwork for your future self. And your present self gets to continue that tradition of laying the groundwork so that future you can be grateful for and rely on past you. That's all I have today. Take care, guys.